Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
All right, my friends, welcome back to the Daily Practice and happy Thursday to you. I hope you have done some good work so far this week around creating sacred spaces in your home. Having an area of your house or a little nook somewhere where you can anchor into your self-care practices every single day is such a game changer. And you are so worthy of taking up a little bit more space in this way in your home. Today, I want to talk a little bit about the energy that our home holds. Chances are you are already at work trying to make your home feel a certain kind of way. And sometimes, whenever we step through the door of our house, we can feel really overwhelmed with all the things that have to get done and all the ways in how we need to organize and clean and fix things up and improve things. And if you're anything like me, you might already have tons of different kinds of projects happening at home at all times.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What I want to spend a little time identifying today is the energy that we are actually looking for in our own home. So imagine you're coming home at the end of a very long day. You've just felt overwhelmed or stressed out or tired. You open your front door and you step inside and you look around for the first time, that first moment of that day when you get home. What is the feeling you want to step into when you get home? What is the energy that you want your home to hold for you? What is it that you're actually hoping to create with those little projects or in how you are decorating or trying to improve or renovate or fix or tweak things around your house? What are you actually hoping to accomplish? So I think it's easy to get stuck in this idea of just going round and round trying to make things feel better or trying to make things look better, which of course means feeling better, or even just getting stuck in that space where we are constantly tidying up, where we are constantly doing chores around the house, trying to keep it clean, trying to keep it organized. It's really important that we actually get close to what that energy we are looking for is. When you get home at the end of a long day, do you want to feel invigorated when you step into your home? Do you want your home to bring you that high sense of excitement and energy? Are you looking to feel a sense of joy, perhaps, when you get home? Or are you looking to feel a sense of calm and peace? Do you want your home to feel ordered and completely organized? Or do you enjoy the mess and that relaxed ability to just let things be a little bit? What is the energy you actually want your home to hold? And once you have identified that, this is actually really important because, of course, creating sacred spaces is so important in so many different areas of our lives. And we want our home to be a place that actually fills us up, not to be something that drains us. So once you have identified the energy that you want your home to hold for you, the energy that you want to step into at the end of the day, I want you to take some time today to just look around. Is your current setup at home or that current vibe you have at home, is it aligned with the energy that you actually want to feel at your house or in your apartment? Notice that if there is a little bit of a gap, perhaps, between the energy that you want to feel or the feeling that you want to embody at home and what is actually happening and what is actually reality. Are you perhaps one of those people who really enjoys clean surfaces? I am one of those people. I prefer shelves and surfaces of tables, and I prefer those things, drawers. I prefer them to be clean. I don't mind, you know, I'll put a plant somewhere, maybe a little crystal, but I don't enjoy looking at clutter all day. Yet, I often end up with lots and lots of clutter. So there is something that is out of alignment with what I actually want to feel in those areas of my home and what is actually happening. And one of the things that I just need to do quite often and that feels so good to me is clearing things out, letting things go, giving things away. And it's something that I just need to do more of in my day to day. So how about you? What is that energy that you are so longing for at home? And is there something that is a little bit out of alignment around how you are actually living today? Is there a little bit of action perhaps that you can attach with that insight, a shift you want to make at home? Do you want to purge, or do you want to do the opposite of purging? Do you want to go shopping for some beautiful things to decorate your home? Do you want a more relaxed atmosphere and everything feels just a little bit too controlled and too uptight right now? Or do you just want things to be more in order and a little bit cleaner and more tidy? Do you want to feel that sense of peace as you step through the door? Or are you looking for that higher energy of joy and playfulness? What do you actually want to feel when you come home? And how can you spend some time today and throughout the rest of this week to make your home match that energy? This is actually really important work, and it's not work we do just in a day, but spending some time journaling on this today so that you get clarity is a really good place to start. So the journaling prompt that you are taking to your notebook today is, the energy I want my home to hold is. The energy I want my home to hold is. And as a second prompt, if you want to go a little bit deeper, the feeling I want to embody at home is. The feeling I want to embody at home is. Thank you so much for practicing here with me today. I'll be back tomorrow.